Hey, you guys, what is up? Welcome back. Happy Monday. It's Danielle.
It's Brooke. What is up? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Welcome to another episode of Gals on the Go podcast, The Happening, where we talk about what's happening.
I love it. It's a great way to get your week going with a little motivation, a little pop culture. How are you guys doing? Doing well after the weekend?
No response. Cricket.
How y'all doing out there?
Out there. As you guys are listening to this, Brooke is living it up in Miami. So let's all be jealous for her right now.
Oh. Wow. Oh my gosh. That's actually really exciting. But it's also, what is today? It's a holiday. Is it Columbus Day?
No, it's Veterans Day.
Veterans Day. I'm so sorry. I'm getting my Monday holidays confused. Thank you to all of our troops. And there is a day off of work, so that's why I'm traveling with one of my work friends.
Oh, yeah.
One of my old buddies from work when I did that thing.
Wait, did you quit your job?
No, I didn't actually.
No, I'm so excited for you. I've been craving a Miami trip. You're going to have so much fun.
Thank you. Yeah, I love a good like little 2 to 3 day getaway. That's honestly ideal time for me before I like start getting like antsy to the point where I'm like, all right, like I got a lot to do, especially we're almost at the holiday time. So that means like I'm sure you feel this too for like what we do online, social media, like things heavy pick up.
Oh, yes.
Over the holidays.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, it's like Q4, man. That's a big time.
It's Q4, the business.
I know. It's whatever.
No, it actually is true.
Speaking of weekend getaways, I don't even know if we've said this, but like Brooke and I finally booked a trip to see each other.
Ooh. I don't know how you managed to fit it into your busy schedule, Danielle, but
my parents don't know yet. So, mom.
Oh, well. Surprise.
They're gonna be so mad because I'm like doing this one trip and then they're like, so then you're home the rest. I'm like, yeah, kind of. No, but it's gonna be so much fun. More details to come, but Brooke and I get to see each other during the holidays, and there'll be a holiday podcast special.
Oh, a holiday spectacular.
Holiday spectacular. Oh my god, that'll be so hot
in person. And yeah, that'll be actually a really fun trip. I'm looking forward to it. I love like getting trips on the calendar too, because it's like, it's good. It's planned. It's like, you know, it's happening for sure. And like,
yeah,
no backouts.
Yeah, in the calendar. Yeah, we're doing some really fun stuff on that trip. Like, I am so excited. So, and we're going with some other YouTubers too. It's going to be a big, fun little Vlogmas trip, if you will. Ew, I hate that. It's not for content. We're going because we're all friends. Ew, I can't believe I just said that. Bye.
No. It will be so fun though. And it's the perfect time of year. 'Tis the season. But yeah, hopefully I got a little color in Miami. I guess we'll see what
updates to come.
A little color, a little beach action.
You're gonna have so much fun.
So let's kick off this Monday with our favorite motivational quote or message for this week.
All right, so mine are usually always from Pinterest. This one's from Pinterest and I really 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 liked it. It just really resonated. So it says, when you focus on the good gets better.
Oh,
very simple.
It just keeps getting better.
But it's kind of like, I don't know, I've been really into manifesting lately and just kind of like attracting, you know, good things into your life. And sometimes,
it's so true.
Right? It's so true. And like, sometimes it's so easy for myself and maybe Brooke too to like have something so positive in your life and you see the flaws in it instead of like focusing on all the amazing things. And I feel like life would be so much better if I just like focused on the good in things. I mean, it's obviously natural to like have things subconsciously come to your mind, but like there's just certain aspects of my life that I love right now. But then I'll like start thinking about like, oh, what if this? What if that? And like, why bother doing that? Like, why don't I just focus on the good things about it? And then in hopes that by focusing on those good things, only more good things will happen. It'll just become more positive because you have like these positive vibrations kind of going out into the world about it.
I completely agree. I actually, this is so funny you bring that up. I sent Mariah a Snapchat the other day. I was like, I'm literally a magnet right now. Like, not to, for lack of a better term, because
not to flex.
No, I was not to flex. No, but so much like good was just happening in like all areas across my life. Like,
aww.
Personally, like business, like And just like, it was a good day, you know, like when everybody's smiling at you on the road and like, you know, like,
no, I know what
you
mean.
But you, like, everyone was just in such a good mood. I was like, I'm just like, and it truly is like when you, when you go out into the world and you put forth that energy and you're nice to people and it's like, how are you today? Like, oh, I'm doing good. Instead of being like, oh, I'm terrible. You know, it's a crappy, rainy Monday morning. Like, you could choose to pivot in that way.
It's so true. Like, you can choose to, and it's like, obviously you have to decide to choose to even do that, and there's gonna be times where you're not in the mood to like be all happy-go-lucky, but I don't know, I think it's a really good thing, and hopefully it reminds you guys, like Brooke said, like if it's a rainy day or like today's a Monday, like you could obviously be like, oh, like Monday, I hate Monday, but like instead, like I've been trying to take Mondays as a fresh start, a new beginning. Like, you can set the tone for the whole week. So yeah, that's mine.
It's so true. I actually really like Mondays now. I mean, granted, I make my own schedule now. So
I like Mondays too.
I'm living the life. Yeah, but actually, no, Mondays can be fun if you actually use them for what they are. Like Sunday to like clean your life and like get everything together and organized and prepped for a successful Monday. And like,
yes,
I don't know, it's kind of fun when everybody's back after it on a Monday and like you're back on the grind. There's something about it. I do like a Monday. I feel like a Wednesday or like a Thursday is harder because it's like you're almost there but you're not.
I used to love Mondays in high school, and I had this thing for like 2 years where I like was anti-Tuesdays. I hated Tuesdays, like hated
because
them.
it's like oh wow, we still have so many more days left.
Whereas for me, I actually love Thursdays, especially because in college, like Thursday nights, it's like usually fun. Like Thursdays is just like, oh my god, like one more day. And like Fridays are always fun. I feel like, I don't know, that's just me. So like Thursdays are kind of the start of the weekend.
I feel that. And I mean, I like barely took classes on Friday. If I did, I probably didn't go. So that was my personal agenda. But I mean, I don't know. I was bad.
Yeah, I know. So what's yours?
So my favorite quote is, put yourself first, just simply as it is. I've been doing a lot of things in my life just to please other people. We're big people pleasers, Danielle and I. Or even just I'll catch myself doing something and I'll be like, oh, I'm doing this because so-and-so would like it, or because it will make so-and-so's life easier, or because which is a good thing. Of course, you do want to like think about others, but it's like if it's inconveniencing you more to do something than to just like saying yes to too many things, taking on too much onto your plate, basically. And I realized, I was like, this is serving no one because I am producing horrible results, basically. And like, you have to, yeah, you just have to, you have to know when to say no and when to prioritize you. So
I needed to hear that, honestly. I've been doing that too much lately, where I like literally have so much to do and a friend will call me and be like, can you come do this with me, or let's go do that. And I'm like, okay, like I will. I have no time for it, but let me do it. And like, sometimes I think like it's good to and like be a good friend, but other times it's like, if you can't even be fully there for them, it, like sometimes I'll be like on my phone responding to emails. I should have just stayed home and like done those emails, you know?
I completely get that. Yeah. It's like you put yourself first in the situations of like being present, and like, it's okay to say no to somebody because you have something else that you have to take care of. And I think that's like something that your true friends will respect you for and not like judge you for, you know?
And that's the thing. Like, I know that those friends would have to make those sacrifices sometimes too. And there's been times where people have had to cancel on me and like I was butthurt, but I knew that they had like stuff to do too. And it's just like, I think it's really important. Just like your emotions first. Like, there's a difference between being selfish and putting yourself first. And I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah, exactly. A little balance in there.
Balance.
Balance. We love it. And now we're going to talk about, we like to talk about in this episode, a little bit of like a pop culture-y favorite. And it could be anything related to music, movies, TV, etc. Mine's none of the above, so.
Well, what is yours? Why don't you tell us?
All right, mine is a podcast, and it's actually might be a little biased, but it is it's our friend Gretchen Garrity's podcast. I absolutely love it. It's called Happy Hour with Gretchen Garrity. I love all of our friends that do podcasts that are like YouTubers or like social media people. I love all of our friends' podcasts. I think they're all great. But I've just been especially on a big Gretchen kick because her content just puts me in the best positive mindset.
I agree. And
I feel so relaxed. I feel like, you know, not like it's all going to be okay. And I mean, it's like that when I'm with her too. So it's just like a dose of being with her because I can't see her every day, even though I could.
No, I know.
Down the road. But actually, I love Gretchen so much. And it's just it's an extension of her YouTube channel. If you guys are fans of Gretchen, she was on our show. Definitely listen to that episode. It's great. She's a positive light. And she talks about some real interesting topics. I really like her one actually on body image and stuff like that, because she went through such a different perspective than a lot of people go through with the whole like lightweight rowing thing. And she now is one of the most like fit people that I know. And yeah, she's, I don't know. She's a killer. I love her.
She posted an episode yesterday, or I don't know, in the past few days, that I really want to listen to. Whatever her most recent title was, I was like, wow, I really need to listen to that.
It was like about her like post grad and like doing what she's doing now. It was good. Yeah, so it's a great show. Great podcast.
Brooke said it so well. She's just such like a, like, you are with her, and she just, I've told this to Gretchen, I've said this a million times, she just makes you feel so valued as a person, and that everything you say matters. And obviously, like, if you're listening to her podcast, she's not like talking, like, you're not talking to her, but she just, like, she's a positive light, and it's so good to have positivity in your life.
It is, yeah. So she's an absolute angel. And if you're looking for a good show, like, similar to ours, I feel like people, like, loop in, like, ours, hers, like, Tori's. Like, it's kind of all similar listens, but a bit different, of course. So, give it a try.
Heck yeah.
We sent you.
I know. So, my favorite is a movie, and
ooh,
it just went on. I know. I actually watched a movie this weekend. Crazy. I finally watched the movie Step Brothers. So funny.
Okay,
have you seen it?
So I'm gonna admit it, like, I guess I haven't, but like, why do I know like the jokes? Like, I know,
well,
like,
there's, I know, so many gifs of them, or gifs or whatever, like,
yeah,
like, so many of the things I looked around, I was like, wait, this is a gif, like, I always send this one, like, it's like a very, it's like a, not a classic, but it's one that I've still never seen. And like, when I told Ryan that, he's like, you've never seen that movie? And then he like texted me, he's like, it's on Netflix. And I was like, oh my god, have to watch it. And it was really funny, like, I laughed out loud. It's with Will Ferrell and like a ton of other actors, yeah, that I love. It's Seth Rogen's in it for a minute. Like, it's just like really funny, stupid, good movie. So I enjoyed it. I laughed out loud.
Did you watch it with Ryan? Is that
yes.
I was like, you must have been watching this with Ryan.
No, I wasn't like texting him the whole time like, oh my god. No, I if I'm watching a movie, it's either with Delaney or Ryan. I don't like watch movies on my own, really. I guess sometimes I do, but not really. I love going to the movies, though. Such a fun time.
It is fun, but I haven't been in a while because I feel like there's not really many like great movies out.
No, I know. Well, speaking of movies, so we have a couple like little article random things that we want to talk about. We just like talk about random things in pop culture. There's the I have an article called The 5 Best New Christmas Movies for 2019. Are you so hyped, Brooke?
I am so hype. I love a good Christmas movie, personally. But I only, I should correct myself, I only like classic Christmas movies, though.
Like,
I don't know
Polar
about
Express
you.
And stuff?
Yeah, like Home Alone.
Yeah. Oh, like, same. Those are the ones I prefer. Elf. But, like, you know, yeah, every for every, like, three of those, I need, like, a new one. I need some new content.
Really? I'm such a classic person, but I could, like, quote them because I've seen them so many times.
Wait, what's your favorite Christmas movie? Let's chat.
Probably Home Alone, I will say. That's just like what I grew up like watching. Yeah. Honestly, Home Alone 2, the New York one, is fantastic. So I love it.
I'm not a huge Home Alone person. Like, I've definitely seen them all.
I feel
all,
like,
but
you probably would have. What is this? Why? Is this Polar Express?
I mean, yes. It's so magical.
It's a good movie. The music, like when they do like the scene on the train, like, so good.
Oh, I need to watch it like right now. Like, all the music, I literally listen to the Polar Express soundtrack like a lot. Like, I haven't started listening to Christmas music yet, but like when I do, like, that'll happen every Christmas Eve. My family, we watch Polar Express. It just gets you in that, like, the magic of Christmas mood. Like, I literally like can't wait to have kids so I can like relive that magic even more.
The magic, yeah, I feel that. I do love Christmas. There's something special about the time. But you haven't started listening to Christmas music?
No, I'm gonna wait like a week, but then it'll definitely start full throttle. Yeah, so.
I haven't started either because I feel that I'm nervous that once I start, it's like I don't listen to any other like music at all.
Yeah, like I listen to Christmas music walking to class. Like, I don't know if that's normal or not. Did you?
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh my gosh, speaking of which, I think Ariana Grande prediction is about to drop some holiday music. I follow her on Twitter, and sometimes she tweets.
Brooke's like, got her spidey senses.
I'm calling it now. She tweeted like lyrics like, on the first day of Christmas, you asked me what's on my wish list, and I told you all I wanted was forever with my boo.
Wait, that's probably a song. Wait, I'm so excited. If she comes out with a Christmas album, I'd literally pee myself. So,
yeah, it'll be pretty hype.
I love Justin Bieber's album, Michael Bublé's album. Oh, apparently the Jonas Brothers did too. They just came out with a Christmas song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you do albums at a time or do you do like a playlist?
Great question. If I'm in the mood, I'm like, okay, I'm listening to Michael Bublé Christmas. But I honestly, yeah, I guess I kind of do albums, or I'll do like the playlist on Spotify or whatever. That's like the classics, like the ones that are on the radio, like Holly Jolly Christmas, like all those, you know. What about you?
Yeah, totally. I don't do albums. I do like the preset playlist, or I have a playlist that I'll like add to if like I find good new Christmas music to put in there. But I like a mix. I get sick of like one particular artist, so I like to switch it up.
Yeah, someone requested that I make a jazzy Christmas playlist, and I'm going to do that. So updates to come on that.
I also listened to jazz this week.
I saw your tweet. What jazz were you listening to?
Autumn jazz.
Isn't it so good? Just like as light, you know, background music, it's such a vibe. You feel like you're in a lounge.
I thought it was okay.
Oh, you're killing me. I thought if you tweeted about it, that means you liked it.
No, it wasn't terrible, but like I only could listen to it, I feel like, for like 15 minutes before I was like, all right, I need like some words.
No, I totally understand.
I guess there are words, but like
not
real words.
Real words. Bye.
Like with a meaning, like not just like boo 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 booty doo. Like,
oh, come on. I love a good Judy doo. No, I know what you mean. But anyways, okay, so.
No, I was going to say, let's get back to the article.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Okay, so here are some new movies coming out if you guys want to be in the loop of some Christmas movies coming out. So on November 19th, on November 9th on Lifetime, a song, I cannot speak.
A song. Oh my God, is she okay?
I just said so many incorrect things.
A song.
A movie is coming out called Radio Christmas. See why I thought like radio? Okay, anyways. The bio. After her Philadelphia radio station closes for repairs during the holidays, a DJ must broadcast from festive Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where she works to solve a local mystery and meets a handsome divorcee and his matchmaking daughter. Okay, that sounds so cheesy. It hurts.
I don't watch Lifetime movies, do you?
I don't, but I do watch Hallmark ones, like for sure.
Oh my God, I don't watch either.
Oh my God. Okay, well, this next one is on Hallmark and it looks good because Chad Michael Murray's in it. Hello, beautiful.
I know, he's so handsome. Yeah.
And so this one's called Right Before Christmas. Dumped by her boyfriend, Jessica decides to send Christmas cards to the most important people in her life, including her brother in the armed forces and a former boy band member, and unexpectedly affects each recipient in a major way. That's all. And then that's on November 17th. I like Hallmark movies. I mean, I can't watch them like back to back, but again, like I said, like every couple classics, I need like something new, you know?
I would go to Netflix, which is the next one. I would never look for movies on Hallmark, but like Netflix, I would.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
The Night Before Christmas. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
You'd watch that one with Vanessa Hudgens?
Wait, I watched the one that...
Cooking one from last year?
No. Yeah. I watched that one. It was so cringe.
I liked it. It's so cringe. But it's like cute, I guess. Kind of gave me High School Musical vibes.
The Princess Switch. That's the one she was in last year. But this one is Vanessa Hudgens is back in her second Netflix holiday movie. This time she's starring in a Kate and Leopold-esque tale of a medieval knight who is magically transported to the present day and connects with a jaded school teacher.
Hello, are you there? Oh my god.
Well, literally, what is that storyline? I'm so sorry. Like
a jaded science teacher? That is so such specific description.
She's not just any science teacher, she's jaded.
Jaded. No, I know that sounds kind of weird. I don't really like that sounds medieval bizarre. Stuff.
It's like time travel-y stuff. Like
oh, and then the next one, Christmas Town on Hallmark, Candace Cameron Bure, she stays being in Hallmark movies, the girl from Full House.
Yeah, she looks great.
This one is, oh, she leaves Boston for a new life, but an unexpected stopover in a tiny Christmas-obsessed village will make her rethink everything.
Wait, I'll have to watch for just the Boston parts. That's exciting.
Just Christmas. The Boston parts. What about the last one, Brooke? Take it away. Ghosting. You love ghosting.
It's on Freeform. Ghosting, like, colon, the spirit of Christmas.
Like, colon.
Jess goes on a perfect first date only to ghost the guy when she dies in a car accident.
Oh my god! I wasn't expecting that. No, I wasn't.
Either. I'm sorry. That's really funny. That took a turn.
Fair. We both thought the way they're making it sound is like you'd ghost someone after a date.
Yeah. With the help of her best friend, she must learn how to ascend to the afterlife in this more fun than it sounds dark comedy. What? Oh my god, I was literally not expecting that at all.
Yeah, fam. I don't know if I'm going to watch that one.
That's heavy. I'm sorry. No, I thought that they were making a movie about ghosting.
No,
I was like,
same.
They're
same.
Really getting into this pop culture thing.
No, I know. I'm sorry if like we offended any of you guys by laughing, but we weren't expecting it.
No, that was actually really crazy. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'm not, you know, I guess we'll see which ones I watch. I'm not really big into cheesy modern day Christmas movies, but
who knows? We'll see. Updates to come. So our second story we're going to be talking about is Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson are now at the wedding date level of dating. Holy crap. Is this true?
Did you listen to Morning Toast today when they said, I don't know if you listened to
it. No, I haven't yet.
They said that she actually unfollowed Liam and Caitlyn or whatever, that girl that she was dating. I think her name is Caitlyn. It was Brody Jenner's ex, too.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on like Twitter.
Unfollowed them both on Instagram.
That's so sad. Like, end of a freaking era. Like, God, I like love The Last Song. It's one of my favorite movies.
I kind of like I'm here for her and Cody Simpson though. Is that like an unpopular opinion?
I don't know, it's my unpopular opinion, but it might but to the whole population it might. I don't really know. I have such a connection to her, Liam. Like I literally learned that I can play the song on the piano from the last song. Like I'm so geeky. But it clearly wasn't meant to be.
I just read the funniest tweet and I need to read it out loud.
Please read it out loud.
I'm sorry. I just can't. So the tweet is, you either approve my time off or be short-staffed. It's really up to you. And then the quote tweet is, it's by Dylan from The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Whenever my mom asked me to help around the house during the holidays.
Wait, can you read it again? I needed to see that part first.
You either approve my time off or be short-staffed. It's really up to you.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know why I think it's so funny.
Wow, that really hit hard for you.
I'm sorry. I'm like...
No, dude, Twitter is so funny. Brooke and I stay tweeting each other funny stuff, and it, like, makes me laugh.
It's so funny. There's been some quality content these past few days.
I, like, can't wait to, like, go on Twitter tonight in bed with my blue light glasses on. Like, that is my favorite thing at night.
Is it? I guess that is funny.
Is it?
I like to scroll when I'm in a room with a lot of people and then like just be sending them stuff though. Like, is that weird?
That's very antisocial. I like to be in a room full of people on Twitter.
No. It's just so much funnier when you're with someone to laugh about it. And I guess I live alone. So like I have to like strategically plan my Twitter time.
No. No, I actually know what you mean. Like, Delaney and I will sit there and like both send each other tweets while we're sitting there and like laugh about it together. I actually do know what you mean. Or like I'll hear her laughing in the other room and then it'll say like Delaney Free shared a tweet with you and I'm like, oh, true.
You know what I mean. Like it's kind of sad to sit, like I don't want to sit and laugh about it by myself. That's so sad.
No, I'm so sorry, buddy.
It's not really that sad, but
back to Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson. I'm trying to see where it says like why they think they're gonna get married. Like that's like a big accusation. Now the two have reached another milestone, a wedding. No, not their own. Oh, see, this is why I need to read more. Their own. Although anyone would anyone be, they went. She took Cody to her brother's wedding. That's actually kind of big.
Yeah, it seems like they're getting hot and heavy really fast, according to all the tabloids. So.
Were you ever? I was never like a big Cody Simpson fan, so I don't know his personality at all.
I wasn't either, but I was like, I remember back in the day hearing his name, and like, I'm not gonna say like I was an OG fan, but like years and years and years ago, like 4 to 5 years ago, like knowing who he was. So I mean, this is a big deal for him. Like Miley Cyrus is big time, and he's like not at that level. So like,
I know
it's a reach.
It's definitely, and they like had a Halloween couples costume together. Like, I mean, they're like official.
Because she like doesn't really use social media for couples, and then like uses it really heavily with him. So it's kind of confusing. It's like, is someone telling her to do this, or she just feels so passionately? Like,
I don't know.
Like, where?
I feel like every other year she decides to be like really feminine. Like one year she'll like be super like, blah, 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 and then the next year she's like, oh my god, Miley Cyrus looks so good right now. Like she's killing it. And like day-day. And then like another year it's like badass, like dating Caitlyn Jenner. Not Caitlyn Jenner. Oh my god. Oh my god. Not Caitlyn Jenner. Brody Jenner's ex-wife, whatever her name is.
They're all connected.
They're all connected. But you know what I mean? Like she has these like phases she goes through. So right now she's in her girly, like, let me date like a cute boy. I don't know. It's kind of cool how she can just like flip a switch and be like, okay, this is me today.
Yeah. It is kind of crazy how she was. Wasn't she like, she was engaged to Liam.
Oh,
right?
Married. Married.
Oh, very married, very married. Like,
I'm pretty sure. Okay, now I'm like questioning myself, but I like remember wedding photo. Wait.
Well, whenever it was not that long ago.
They at least got engaged. You're right at that, but I really think
she bounced back hard, though. Like, I feel bad. I feel like Liam needs to get back in the game. Like,
no, yeah, they definitely got married. They got married, it says, yeah. So.
Well, I just hope she puts out. Well, she did put out some new music that I wasn't the biggest fan of, but maybe some new music.
Some new. I just love her Bangers album. It's just so good.
Oh, it's so
love, money, party.
The best she's done. Faux show.
Faux shizzle. Wow, we covered a lot. We are right at just about 30 minutes.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys enjoyed this little Monday kicking it off. Let us know if you watch holiday movies or if you get cringed out like I do.
I just like cheesy stuff. It's really weird. Oh, also, guys, speaking of the holidays, merch. Get your friends some merch for Christmas.
Merch.
shop.podcast1.com/gals. We're coming out with some new stuff. Oh, we actually have to respond to that email, Brooke. We have some new stuff coming out.
Yes, we do. We're always working on the new merch, but right now the hats are cute, and be sure to be tagging us in all of your pics and stuff. We love seeing all of the support from you guys, and tag us in your Instagram stories if you're feeling the love at Gals
and
Go Podcast. Yeah, I love a good little Monday share. I love like waking up to it because like we obviously set the episode live, you guys know. So then Danielle and I like wake up and like, I don't know about
it's
you,
like Christmas.
I'm, like, tagged a bunch of, yeah, I know. It's
the
so
best.
Fun.
I love it so much. It makes me so happy, honestly.
Me too. So we love you guys. Oh, this Wednesday is going to be a fun one. It's an episode with my friend Mariah, who came and visited me last weekend. So get ready for that.
I can't wait.
And it's going to be a fun one. So we'll see you guys all on Wednesday, because the content never stops around here.
Never. We're always grinding, baby. Just for you guys. We are Gals on the Go for y'all.
Woo. Have a great week, you guys. Love you.
Talk to you later. Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.